Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Grateful, as always, that you're here with us 15 minutes before the top of the hour. Top of the hour is CBS Evening News. They'll talk to you for about 5 minutes or so. Then we're back into the music of your life, where the legend lives right here at 1350 KRNT. In studio with us is Shalana Lang. And Shalana is, I've known her for some time, and she owns Runway Model and Talent. And this is a fascinating story about how a woman owns this company, but she's got multiple locations. She's got models all over the United States, and it's fascinating to listen to how all this comes together. So I'm going to ask the questions, and Shalana is going to answer them. Welcome to the News Hour.
Thank you.
Good to see you again.
Yes.
So let's start with the backstory on this. How did all this get? Why would you start a modeling agency?
I started a modeling agency here in Iowa because there was a need. I modeled and acted in Florida, where I was born and raised. Mm-hmm. I relocated to the Midwest about 14 years ago, and my career kind of stopped there. I lived in the Quad Cities, and there wasn't an agency to represent me, and I would have to move to Chicago to pursue that. So I tabled that dream for a while, and fast forward 10 years, and I find myself in Des Moines, and I'm finding incredible talent, and they're, as I like to joke, they're hiding in the cornfields, and I see the need, and I have a passion for it, so I've decided to be on the other side of the desk, and instead of being the model, be the agent.
So as an agent, you're placing people at jobs all over, correct?
Correct. We have clients here in Iowa, right in our backyard here in Des Moines. And then we also have clients and agencies we work with in the big markets like L.A., New York, Miami.
And you also travel down to Florida often.
I do. I mean, I'm from Florida, so that, you know, that helps. But I also go check on my talent in Miami.
Sure.
And
sure.
It's a great place to visit.
How is the talent different here in Iowa than it is in Miami?
Talent in Iowa is different. Personally, they have great work ethic. They're grounded. They're really wonderful people to work with. And then our look is a little different, too. So, I mean, there's a little bit of a difference. It's the influences of the area. You know, you're going down into Miami and Florida, you're going to find more Hispanics and so forth due to location than perhaps in the Midwest.
Sure. Who makes a good model? You know, and I know that's a tough question.
It's a very hard question.
Because people are looking for different things. It's not all a cookie-cutter approach, is it?
No, it sure isn't. And it depends on the client, because one client may want a model that is a female that's 5'11 and blonde, and another client may want a model that's height does not matter, but they've got to have personality plus because they're going to be in a TV commercial.
Yeah.
So there's room for everyone, and we have the ability to help them, you know, achieve those genes or dreams, I should say.
Sure.
We can teach them to be personality plus, but I can't change their features.
Yeah, you can't. Shalana Lang, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Runway Modeling. It's a agency here in West Des Moines, and accepting all kinds of individuals. You've got a unique way of looking at folks too, don't you? I mean, you can have people can go ahead and apply.
Absolutely. On our website, if someone is interested, we accept models all the way from newborns to 65 years old. And you can submit online.
There's hope.
So yeah, you can go online, fill out our form, submit there. We also have open calls where an appointment is not needed. Check our Facebook page for the latest dates on that, where individuals or families can come in and we'll interview them.
Yeah, and that URL, by the way, is runwaymodelandtalent.com. That's runwaymodelandtalent.com. There's a submission button right there. You can go ahead and submit your photos and your story, and who knows, right?
Exactly.
What about model fees? What does it pretty much stretch across the board? I mean, as far as what some clients are willing to pay?
Yeah, and there are guidelines in regards to what, you know, if a client needs a model for a print campaign, you know, they're doing an advertisement for a magazine or just for in their store. The more the client uses the model's image, the more it costs.
Sure.
Yeah. So if it's a TV commercial with print media as well, it's going to cost more than just a print campaign. Or perhaps we even have models that do hair shows and they get paid to get their hair done and cut and colored and all that fun stuff.
Why not?
Yeah.
Lots of questions. Do you have more men than women or pretty evenly split or more women than men?
Currently, we have more women than men. Mm-hmm. That is not by design. We would like to have 50-50 of both because clients are definitely looking for both. And that's a challenge that I have is finding more men that want to model.
And when people are making up their mind, and I know through our advertising agency how we go about this, you know, we say, okay, we've got a certain look that we want to establish for the print or the radio or the television commercial or whatever it happens to be. And this is what we think. Then we work with the client, you know, with our suggestions and take their suggestions and work through this. So the process of actually finding someone to be a spokesmodel or a person to be in the photographs or in the television commercial can take a significant amount of time.
Absolutely. And now with the market being as competitive as it is, clients are taking extra steps. You know, I just can't send them a package of images and they say, yep, I want to go ahead and book that model. I mean, it certainly does happen, but oftentimes they want to meet them in person.
Sure. And because, obviously, if it's going to be, if your spark has got to be able to be seen through that still photograph or a television commercial or whatever it happens to be, online stuff, you know, you got to make sure that there's the right personality there. Are you seeing more people doing online videos?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's grocery stores or boutiques, even the larger department stores, a video is very easy, 30 seconds. They can grab your attention and really get a point across.
Shalala Lang, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about modeling, runway modeling and talent agency here in West Des Moines. So tell me a little bit about our modeling moms.
Yeah.
Moms of the kids?
Love them.
Are they okay?
They're awesome.
All right. I just thought I'd ask because, you know, sometimes you hear these horror stories about moms that have young children in the modeling business and they kind of get a little antsy.
You know, I'm very blessed to have some very passionate parents who I represent their children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about educating your parents, letting them know you're submitting them to clients, mm-hmm. keeping them in the know of what's going on. I don't have any challenges with over-enthusiastic parents.
My child is beautiful. I get it. What about travel? Things like that. If you're sending a minor, for example, from Des Moines to Los Angeles to do a shoot of some kind, how does all that work? I mean, and if it's an extended shoot or something like that, how does that work?
There's a lot of discussion before that happens. Obviously, we talk to the parents in advance to see if that's something they even want to pursue because it's not fair to our clients to submit someone who doesn't have the intention of going. Sometimes the client will pay their travel expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they don't. So that's something that myself talks to the client, talks to the parents. We discuss all of that in advance, and ultimately they make the decision. I don't want them to feel like they're going broke because they're, you know, traveling all over the Midwest for work.
Right.
We don't submit our talent for that type of stuff until we've discussed that all in advance, and that's something they want to pursue.
Is there a perfect age to start modeling? I mean, do people grow out of this? Do they grow into it?
You know, it's a combination of both. You're going to find some that are kids, you know, 4 or 5 years old that absolutely love it. And by the time they're teens, it's not cool anymore and they want to move on with their life. So it really depends on the individual. There's some that do it for a short time and there's others that spend a lifetime doing it.
What about pay? On the other side of the coin, is that all over the board too? I mean, you've got experienced models, you've got models within all kinds of age ranges. What about the pay? What can someone expect to make if they're booked on a regular basis?
That's very hard.
Yeah, I bet it is.
You know, a model on any given job, it's going to range anywhere from sometimes they don't get paid and they just have to take it for experience. And then there's others that get paid upwards of, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 for one day shoot because it's a national campaign and it had, you know, web stuff on it, social media. It's a commercial. It's print. It just, it's catalog. It just depends.
Right.
So that's probably the most difficult question because people, they want to know.
They want to know, sure.
What or am I gonna, can I go quit my job at Starbucks because I'm a model now? It's like, no, don't quit your job. Let's, you know, baby steps.
Let's be real about all of this. When people are making the choice to go into modeling as a career, do many people stick with it? I mean, have you had folks that have been with you for a long period of time? You've been 10 years doing this.
On the agency side, 3 years.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I have models that stick with it, and it's something that's constantly growing and changing. So, again, I would say one of our strongest points is communication being an asset for them, helping them answer questions. Sometimes I joke around, I feel like I'm a mom and I have 80 kids. because they're, you know, some of them are teens when they start out. And one of my models, you know, I took her to Miami and took her to her first apartment ever and took her grocery shopping. I mean,
yikes.
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal, isn't it? Shalena Lang, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about the Runway Model and Talent Agency. It's located here in Des Moines, for crying out loud. And I suspect that there's people out there that are listening right now and saying, oh, gosh, I've got a great-looking granddaughter, or I've got a great-looking daughter, or I'm pretty attractive, for crying out loud. Why don't you go ahead and see what you got, huh? And do you ever say no?
Yes.
Yes. So be realistic, right?
It's so hard. You want to say yes to everyone, but it's not fair. You know, if I can't find them work and book them, it's not fair to say yes and get their hopes up.
Absolutely. Shalena Lang, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about Runway Model and Talent. You can find them at runwaymodelandtalent.com. Thanks so much for coming in and doing this.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Always a pleasure. Hey, we're going to step aside real quickly and come back with a marketing tip or two. Thanks so very much for being with us. 4 minutes now before the top of the hour. This is Inside on Business, the NewsHour.